Good evening, Custer County Fairgrounds patrons, and welcome to the 2024 Custer County Ag Society Annual Meeting. This is a meeting that comes with many mixed emotions for me personally, as we say goodbye to some members of our Ag Society, and we welcome others to fill their place. To those members leaving Ag Society, thank you guys for your service. Serving as your elected president this year, this past year, has been a learning experience, but I appreciate all those who have offered their support, even a few words of encouragement, and appreciation goes a long ways. A few of those individuals I would personally like to thank are Dwayne and Deb. You guys have been a huge help to me personally and the rest of the board, working side by side here on several projects. And also thank you, Dwayne, for your service to the County Board of Supervisors and all your support and advice you have offered. My family, for offering to help clean up, repair, cook for volunteers, or just be there for support. It means a lot to me to come from generations of good stock that has served their community and specifically this facility. My fellow board members and the many other volunteers I have not named that continue to show up without being asked on their own goodwill, it is very much appreciated. As I look back over this past year, we have welcomed new events, some of which included the Western States Production Ranch Shorting in May, an event that brought many new faces to the in excitement to this fairgrounds, the Outlaw Tractor Pull in August following the Custer County Fair. This event felt like it might take a small miracle to pull off, but we did it, and with the help of Myers Construction and the Fiorellis, we put on one of the best pulls, many best tractor pulls many of the competitors have been a part of. Both of these events were great to deal with and look forward to coming back with 2025 with aspirations of much bigger events in the future. We hosted several events that have been returning for numerous years, including the Nebraska Junior Angus Association State Show, the Nebraska 4D Finals, the Custer County Challenge, USTRC, High School Rodeo, Mid-States Rodeo, and last but not least, Junk John, where there's always something for everybody. We hosted another successful Custer County Fair, the main reason we are all here, with one of the best livestock auctions to date. And as we move into 2025, the numbers of youth involvement in our livestock shows continues to flourish, and that's what makes this all worth it. As I look back over this past year, there is a great deal of pride in what has been accomplished with a very small staff, which are the backbone of this facility. Would you please help me give Gentry Kane and Bill Camacho a round of applause? Did I say that right, Bill? Did I say your name right?
He's been called other things.
We could not do this without them, and I hope they know how much they are appreciated. I told myself I wasn't going to turn this into a presidential address, as I'm sure we've heard enough politics recently to last a lifetime. But I will leave you with this. I was told by my grandmother, Mary Bell, several times, public service is the debt we pay for our time on earth. Those words ring true still to this day, and I'm proud to come from a long line of public servants. When I look around these days, I see more and more complainers. I see more people offering criticism than a helping hand. I do not think many people understand the time, financial, and mental sacrifice it takes to serve not only on this board, but any volunteer board. The time away from family, especially being a new father, has really put things into perspective for me. And I would like someday for my daughter to look at this place and feel with a sense of pride all the hours that were spent here to ensure a future for her generation. That's the feeling when I get, when I look around this place, everything that was built by my granddad and my dad and everybody from their generation. That's why I'd like to think we are all here, is the goal is to see this place with so much history thrive. We all have our agendas, opinions, things we would like to see done, me included, but ultimately some of those cannot be accomplished without a lot of financial support and a lot of hours of sweat and a lot of luck. As well as my fellow members do not come up here and eat clean hundreds of horse stalls because we enjoy it. But we know that it needs to be done, and despite the naysayers, we care about all areas of this wonder facility, not just the ones that mean the most to us. And we would like to see those events come back year after year after year. I realize many people that need to hear this message are not here tonight, but my ask of you, our greatest supporters, is don't let the bad win. There are many generous people and supporting people in this community we are lucky to be a part of. If you volunteer for public service on this board or any board, be invested. Show up, do what you say you'll do. Your support goes way further than you will realize. Your legacy is more than how you work in arena. It's that your presence is missed when you are gone. Thank you again to everyone that offers a lending hand, financial support, words of encouragement. It has been greatly appreciated. President Kinsley.